This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, the home of CENTCOM, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And all those people who are working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. Busy news, Warren. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to start out with the breaking news that came out about 2 hours ago, well, actually 3 hours ago now, out of the Gulf of Oman, where it looks like as if two oil tankers have been attacked, one by a torpedo. There are three published reports now that it was a torpedo that hit the one tanker that caught fire, and the crew was evacuated. That was at 12 minutes past 6 local time. Then 48 minutes later at 7 a.m., a second tanker traveling in the same area was suffered an attack, possibly by a mine, an underwater mine, and that ship was knocked out of service to where they couldn't control it anymore, so they shut the vessel down, and they got the crew off both of those vessels. Believe it or not, we're being told Iranian vessels rescued the crews. Now, you want to take it from there?
Well, it does seem that, you know, on the surface, when I first heard about this, the knee-jerk reaction is to assume that it was possibly Iran behind this, because they've been threatening to do something like this, because they've been feuding verbally with the United States and threatening to cause trouble, and so that's what comes to mind. Even if they supposedly have come to the rescue of these people, I still would not believe that, you know, just throw that guess out the window. I still might think that Iran was behind this. And, you know, doing the rescue is sort of a CYA thing, cover their behind situation. But, it's a terrible, situation because, you know, this can really, disrupt oil prices and oil supplies, especially if there's any more of these kinds of attacks. And so we've got to get to the bottom of it and deal with it as quickly as possible.
Well, this torpedo would have come, in my opinion, from a fast boat. The fast boat could have been boats operated not just by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, but also the Houthis out of Yemen, because they're in the region. And they have something to gain out of all of this because yesterday, unceremoniously, they fired two more missiles into Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's also another possibility. But whoever it is, we've got to hurry up and find out and deal with it and, you know, bring this, put them asunder, as they would say, because the world cannot, that's a real destabilizing kind of a move there, especially if there's any more of these attacks in the very near future.
Well, we're hearing reports that there may be some other ships involved. We don't know for sure. We're waiting. And by the way, I'm monitoring CENTCOM here, watching what they're doing or saying. So far, they haven't said a word. All the information is coming out of the Fifth Fleet, which is over there in the region. And if you take a look at the little map that I just posted, the sea map, with all the different vessels that are over there in the region, you'll see it looks like a bunch of ants going in and out of the kingdom there, so to speak, because there are vessels stacked up, backed up all through that area, the Gulf of Oman and out into the Indian Ocean and the Arabian Sea. I mean, it's just they're everywhere. And these are all oil tankers for the most part going into the United Arab Emirates to that port to load up with oil. Now, one of the tankers we now know was going to Singapore, and the other we now know was going to Taiwan.
And that puts an interesting wrinkle in it.
Yes, it does, because now you got China, its name is going to pop up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, those are two areas that, you know, China wants to screw over. If you know, cause everyone is aware about what's been going on in Hong Kong recently, and Taiwan is a sovereign nation and wants to remain that and doesn't want to become a communist outpost of China. So, yeah, that's another possibility. Man, that's not good.
Now, Abe is, Prime Minister Abe from Japan is visiting Tehran, and the cargo on both tankers appears to be owned by Japan, not the tankers, but the cargo. So, in other words, the oil was bought by Japan being shipped to Singapore and Taiwan.
Very interesting, I tell you.
And he is currently in Iran, in Tehran.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks. The developments here are really, really getting very interesting here. A lot of different wrinkles to this right now. And I'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at the Moss Family Automotive Group. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And don't forget those four magic words, you serve, you save. That is a program that gives all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, too, a ton of money in discounts on your brand new vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. And now you can save at Moss, M-A-U-S, and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. So go to the website, mossfamilyautomotive.com. Check out, see what they've got, four dealerships to serve you, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to get an extra $500 off whatever vehicle you're looking at. Okie dokie, Ron Edwards, the Ron Edwards is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, the thought occurs, and again, I'm going to just throw this out there before I change subjects. The thought occurs with the attacks on the two tankers in the Gulf of Oman, Oman over there in between Iran and Yemen and the countries that are involved over there. Many countries like Iran have multiple power groups, and sometimes one or more will take actions autonomously, disregarding the will of who we, particularly the Western nations, may think is in charge of the country. Now, and the control are there within. Now, sometimes our new agencies just don't seem to understand this, but here's the deal. This could be, and yes, Steve in Thailand, I totally agree with you, this could be the work of the Houthis in Yemen who have been trying to do something really devastating. And by the way, again, yesterday, they fired two more missiles into Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, Saudi Arabia says, they just said a broad statement saying that Iran is spreading chaos, death, and destruction in their area. But to your point, which is an important point, and it is a way that we have to find out how to find out exactly if they are the ones who did it and who exactly is behind this, so that when we or if we are forced to deal with it, we go after the right people. And so, man, there's a lot of wrinkles to this, and we're going to have to be really smart if we decide to do something.
All right. Now, I'm not sure about the photo I'm looking at, but I'm being sent photos by some people that are keeping track of this along with me. And Denise Simon just sent me a photo. She says, not sure about validity of photo. One shipping broker said that there has been an explosion suspected from an outside attack that may have involved a magnetic mine on the Kokuka. That happens to be one of the oil tankers that's involved here. It shows it on fire. It shows the nose down in the water, which means that the forward compartment is probably flooding. And again, we've been told that one of these vessels may be in danger of sinking or may have already sunk. Again, I have no confirmation of that. I'm just reporting all the reports that are coming in, and pardon the pun here, Ron, fast and furious, because I'm getting reports after report after report as we're talking.
Well, it just expect oil prices to suddenly go up. Things seem to have been stabilizing. You know, prices in this country were going down. And the good news is that the United States is becoming more independent as we are continuing to increase our ability to extract oil. By the end of the year, we'll be pulling out between 13 and 14 million barrels a day. But still, on the worldwide, situation, this is not good, and hopefully we will get to the bottom of it very, very soon.
Okay, and I appreciate that very much in those comments. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Rod Edwards, listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Ron Edwards, well, Rod, yeah, I know, I almost went in a different direction. We don't want to do that, do we? But, and that's a personal joke between you and me. But anyway, we are definitely looking at this, and I'm going to move on because there's a lot of news going on. Why did President Trump assert executive privilege yesterday over documents subpoenaed by Congress that were related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census? Do you know why he did that?
Well, because I think, you know, we need to have a citizenship question in the census. And, you know, it's got to be done. Without a citizenship question, the census is no good. You got to know who's in your country, why they're there, and if you're a citizen or not. And, you know, Congress, for the most part, the Democrats don't want that in there. So that's probably why the president is taking these actions.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm waiting for a report from the Fifth Fleet because I think that's what CENTCOM is going to base their next news on, is what's going on with the Fifth Fleet. We certainly have got, and they are the ones that are in charge, I might add. We certainly have got, they're the ones that are going to be controlling the message, if you will. And by the way, there were some naval exercises going on with the USS Abraham Lincoln out there outside the Gulf of Oman with some other forces. Not sure how that was all going to play out, but whether or not that has any bearing on this or not either.
I doubt if it does. United States carries out these types of operations, you know, to keep themselves alert and all of that all the time. So I doubt if there's any correlation between that and what happened with these two tankers.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me get on into here because now I am getting a message here. Fifth Fleet, we are aware of the reported attack on shipping vessels in the Gulf of Oman. U.S. naval forces in the region received two separate distress calls, one at 6:12 a.m. local Bahrain time and the second one at 7 a.m. Local time. U.S. Navy ships are in the area and are rendering assistance. But fact of the matter is, the Iranians are the ones reportedly that rescued the crews or at least the one crew, the one vessel that I just saw the picture of the vessel on fire.
Yeah, and again, that does not necessarily indicate that they did not do this, or they were not a part of this, or that a faction of their government or a group in their country mm-hmm. did not do this. So everyone is suspect at this point.
Now, one last little thing here before we move on to something different. And, Denise is chiming in. So much for the USS Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, you're right. By the way, they probably would have taken a pot shot on whoever this is, probably would have taken a pot shot at the USS Abraham Lincoln had we moved it into the closer to the area.
They may have, and then again, maybe not. But I think there needs to be a better aerial surveillance situation going on, because so they can see, you know, the activity and all of that. So that might be a consideration moving forward.
Well, I'm sure that they've got aerials. I'm sure that they've got surveillance. I'm sure the satellite's going to pick up whatever it is that happened, and then they hone in on that. We'll just have to wait. Now, the Quinnipiac poll, not to be known as being accurate by any stretch of the imagination. After all, they predicted Hillary Clinton would win by 12% in 2016. 61% of the people they polled yesterday said they opposed the Trump impeachment.
Well, to impeach the president at this time is a political waste of time. You know, of course, most people, you know, it's never been a popular situation. Remember when Clinton faced impeachment, and that went against the Republicans. So they would be wise not to impeach President Trump at this time. There's no reason to do so, by the way, so far.
Mm-hmm. All right. And one final thing before we have to part company until later on this week. The Illinois governor signed the abortion protection bill, just the opposite of everything else that we're seeing.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. This guy doesn't care, just like some of the other states, like New York State and a few others, that don't have a respect for life, and you know, you've got these people that support the killing of babies up to birth, and in some cases even right after birth. It's a terrible thing. It really is a terrible thing, and it's amazing how, considering on one hand these people that support abortion, most of them are Democrats. They say that they are in, that they're in the corner of Black Americans, but yet they push for this high abortion rate of Black babies all the time. And so this is another case of that. And people need to wake up. Killing your young is going to catch up to this country soon.
All right, Ron, we will talk to you again. And have a great day, and stay low.
You too. Take
all
care.
Right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you can go to theronedwards.com to find out more about him, theronedwards.com. Again, if you haven't been paying attention, two oil tankers have been attacked in the Gulf of Oman. Nobody's claiming responsibility. It could be an outside operator. Iran was involved in the rescue. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas for documents concerning the 2020 census.
Republican Representative Jim Jordan said there's nothing inherently wrong with asking the citizenship question on the 2020 census.
Why don't they want to know something that everyone in our district knows should be asked, knows has been asked?
Opponents say the citizenship question was added to deter minority and immigrant participation and to boost Republican representation. Behind closed doors next week, the House Judiciary Committee will question former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. The Democratic-led panel plans to ask about her time with the administration, but it's not clear whether the president will assert executive privilege to prevent Hicks from answering questions. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. I'm going to be talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, and here's what the National Aviation Academy is all about.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and it's Thursday morning. It's the week after the week before, and we've got Bo in studio. Bo Browning, good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Good to see you. And, I was thinking about this yesterday. More and more students, and there's some truth to this. I mean, there's numbers to back this up. More and more of the young people that are getting out of high school are not going right away to college. More of them are being trained in the vocational schools, and they're learning a trade, and they're going to work for, you know, a car dealer as a mechanic, or a truck dealer, or a farm dealer with their mechanical skills, starting out at the basic ground level of things, or they're doing welding, construction, you know, this, that, and the other. And I would think that in your case, this would be a tremendous opportunity for the young men and women that are listening to us right now to check out the National Aviation Academy. What say you?
Yeah, absolutely. In the United States has had a big push bringing back skilled labor to the job market, be it auto mechanics, heavy machinery, technology on the computer electronic side. It's all skilled labor, welders. So the aviation maintenance field is no different. You know, there's a great opportunity for people that want to get out there and work on their hands, work on a piece of equipment, and work on an aircraft. Absolutely. We see a lot of young people coming into the skilled labor market, and especially coming to the National Aviation Academy. The job market in the aviation field is doing very, very well right now.
Mm. And we are talking, folks, to Bo Browning, and I'm also watching what's going on in the Gulf of Oman right now here, too, because we do have, the USS Bainbridge is rendering assistance right now to the vessels that are there, the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Bainbridge in the Gulf of Oman, and apparently Iranian vessels were involved in evacuating some of the crew members, too, off the ship that was on fire. So that's quite a volatile situation we got going on there today, Bo. And I know you being a Marine, we've got at least one Marine Expeditionary Unit there. There's one of the Marine Expeditionary Units on board one of the amphibious assault ships that's in there. I think they're already in the Persian Gulf somewhere, and the USS Abraham Lincoln is outside in the Arabian Sea, if I've got my directions right. But sure, I was showing everybody the map, and I don't know if you can see this, but this is what it looks like right now, Mr. Bo.
Looks like a parking lot.
Yeah, in the... Look at this. Can you see this? Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those ships backed up. There must be 100 vessels backed up right now waiting to do something one way or the other, and a whole bunch of them in port in the United Arab Emirates ready to come out. Now, as to how this refers with aircraft...
Price of fuel.
Yeah, exactly. And these countries, these foreign countries, hire... Absolutely. Certified aviation techs, right?
Absolutely. You know, not only do a lot of these countries that are involved in this situation that are trying to get their resources out of the Gulf of Oman, but they buy aircraft in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they buy Boeing products. They buy Airbus products. It all trickles down to the more aircraft that are out there flying, the more maintenance people that are required to maintain them. Anytime we have a situation like this, not only does it affect the military people around the world, but it affects everybody. You know, this is something that we all have to be aware of, and it does affect us on the maintenance side, because the price of oil goes up, the price of fuel goes up, maybe somebody doesn't buy an airplane, it cuts back on a little bit of jobs. But right now, this right here, the price of fuel is at a point for the airlines to where, they're going to do very well for the next few years. So the job market, it's doing phenomenally well. If you're a young person wanting to get into a very good career right now, if I was 20 years old again, granted, I'd probably go in the Marine Corps again, but the aviation maintenance industry is the place to be right now.
Well, Danny in Schenectady, New York, is asking us a question. He says, it's a two-parter. He says, number one, when does the next class start in Concord, Mass., number one? And number two, when does the next class start down here in Clearwater, Florida?
I believe the answer to that question is July 8th is here in Florida, and I believe July 8th also up in Massachusetts is the next class.
So, Danny, there you go, and that was one of the questions that I had.
But absolutely, you go on our website, naa.edu, and you'll be able to see that schedule.
And we've had another question from a military guy, because I guess maybe they're not telling them in the military. This is an aviation maintenance tech. He's military. Can I just transfer and go to work in the civilian sector, or what do I have to do? And this is coming from, he's a naval guy, Chief Petty Officer, what's his name? Chief Petty Officer, it's one of those weird names. But anyway.
Yeah. For those military individuals that worked aircraft while you're on active duty or in the reserve, you can transition directly into the civilian world. It all depends on what area of aviation you really want to go into. If you want to go to work for a major air carrier, you more than likely are going to have your airframe power plant certification. If you go to work at an MRO, maintenance repair and overhaul facility, you may be able to work without your certification. Again, it depends on your skill set too. But by all means, you can call us at National Aviation Academy. You can ask for me, and I'll be more than happy to sit down and explain to you about how to go about transitioning out of the military, because it is a little confusing sometimes.
Yeah, and I got a feeling here, but when we get a question like this, that they're not really being given the answer, and that's why we're being asked. And it's probably, I'm going to guess it may be somebody from CENTCOM asking me this question. But sure. And Chief Petty Officer, we thank you very much for the question. Now, the other thing that comes to mind here is I've got at least three or four direct come up to me and ask me, what about tools? We don't have any tools. How do we do that? So I know you've got an answer for that.
National Aviation Academy supplies everything that a student needs to get through the program successfully. So once you come into National Aviation Academy, the only thing you need to bring with you for that 14 or 21 months is a good attitude, a good work ethic, motivation to make it through that 14, 21 months. And then at the end of that program, you're going to get a tool voucher that's going to be anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500, depending on what program you're in. And that's going to get you started with a nice discount from Snap-on. But as far as when you come to school, you do not have to have your own tools. National Aviation Academy supplies all the tools while you're enrolled in the program.
And, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, and we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Those of you that are taking some of those liberal arts classes in college, you're now finding out that you don't have a job to go to. But if you possess any mechanical ability at all, National Aviation Academy is the place where you want to be. They can fill that void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more, according to the latest schedules that we've seen out there. So you can check them out to find out more by going to naa.edu or give them a call and ask to take the tour. Now, tell them that Bo sent you. Tell them the captain sent you. Their phone number is 800-659-2080. And when you take the tour, you're going to find out what it's all about. It's not as difficult as you think. And, heck, if you can put a model together with super glue and whatever else, guess what? You can probably do this.
Absolutely. If you can follow directions, if you can read, you can comprehend. And really, just like any other area, if you have a good, strong work ethic, integrity and honesty, you can be successful in this business. Absolutely.
Now, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to take a look and talk about the campuses, because there's two different campuses, and that's why when we have the when Danny asks us the question about the campuses and which one starts where, he's in a position where it looks like he could come south or he could go east. So I'll be right back with more. And Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy right after these messages. We're also going to do a beach and boating forecast coming up right here just a minute away. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. And now it's time for our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. With over 400 boats and over 24 locations and two more coming, here's the beach and boating forecast. Alrighty, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay today, we'll have some scattered showers and some scattered thunderstorms. Chance of rain about 20% today. Mostly as the sun comes up, the morning heating up factor, and then in the afternoon too. We'll have west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with some gusts during the thunderstorms of about 20 miles an hour. Seas will be a moderate chop today, 2 to 4 feet. The Gulf water temperature is 86 degrees. The bay water temperature, 85 degrees. We had our low tide at 12:07 a.m. We have our high tide coming at 5:15 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. We had Keith Marsh in here on Tuesday And remember, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story, because when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you've got access to over 400 boats right here in the Tampa Bay area at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations, which are located in the USA. They've got 3 in Canada. They've got 2 in France. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports, with 2 more coming soon. And now you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee, plus if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. And all you pay after that is a monthly fee. Just load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun out on the water. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Remember, go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And to find out more, always tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. And we've got Bo back again from the National Aviation Academy. Hello, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, you know, one of the great things about National Aviation Academy is there's an esprit de corps over there. And I've seen it with a lot of the new folks that come in and the graduating classes, the people that have been together for the 14 months. And there's a real camaraderie. They have uniforms they wear. It makes them feel like they're part of the organization. You know, most of them are very clean cut. They drive decent cars for the most part. And when it comes to, and a lot of people ask me, I'm not in the military, so I'm not going to get that. How do I get my student loan? What do I do to get a loan to make sure I can go to school and do what I got to do?
Well, we have a full-blown financial aid department, so we have somebody there to assist you, be you a veteran or just a regular civilian, somebody coming straight out of high school, somebody's transitioning in careers. We have somebody there to assist you on how to get school paid for and to give you the best advice on what your options are. Going back to earlier about the class start dates, I was incorrect. July 8th in Tampa is our next night class start, and August 2nd in Concord, Massachusetts is a day class start, because we only run day shift classes up there. So August 2nd in Concord, Massachusetts, July 8th in Tampa here. But our financial aid department, once you make a decision on what you want to do, the financial aid department will sit down with you, go through the entire process, tell you your different options as far as funding sources, because everybody's individual situation, everybody has to be looked at as an individual. There is no blanket. This is how it works for every individual. So everybody has to look at their own personal situation.
Now, the other thing is that when they come to Tampa or they go to Concord, Massachusetts, aren't you changing or will you be changing in the not-too-distant future to where you'll be running a day and a night class up there?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to add some programs, add some different things to our Concord, Massachusetts location.
Uh-huh.
You know, is that going to be night classes? Is it going to be the Advanced Aircraft Systems Program? We're not 100% sure yet what direction we're going to go first. But we definitely are looking to add those programs up there. You know, right now, the single shift in Concord, Mass. is working very well. You know, we do see a need somewhat for a potential night shift, but we're weighing out the options. What is the most need? What are we getting the most feedback? Is it the Advanced Aircraft Systems course or is it the night shift course? And when we're trying to weigh out which one is going to be more beneficial to the local area and to the students that come into National Aviation Academy.
Now, there's nothing that says that they can't get a job and work part-time or even full-time for that matter, as long as they can complete the classes and do that. But there's nothing that says that they can't hold down a job, right? And
absolutely.
Then, yeah, okay. And a lot of people do that. I've met several that were in the night class that go to, they work during the daytime or vice versa. They work at night and they come to school in the daytime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of our students, they're like everybody else. They have to pay bills. They have responsibilities. And, you know, education is not free and it's not cheap in the United States. So those people have to have a way to maintain their own personal lifestyle. And, you know, National Aviation Academy, especially here at our Clearwater campus, having those two shifts gives somebody somewhat flexibility of what their job schedule is. But everybody has to remember that this is a clock hour program, and under federal aviation regulations, every hour must be accounted for and attended, and every academic must be taken and passed, unless you have transfer credits or you've been appropriately credited out of that section. You know, so, you know, even though we do have some flexibility, you must be there for all the hours. You must be there for all the academics. You must be attended and must be passed. So sit down with us when you call us. Tell us your situation. We'll explain to you how it works, and then you can adjust if need be your personal life or around the program, days, nights, you know, however it needs to work.
Now, I would think that with the ones you've got in class now, especially the ones that will be graduating over the next 1, 2, or 3 months, that with this MAX 8 aircraft incident, that when this aircraft has to come back to be reinspected, they're going to be hiring a lot of people to get involved in that deal. Am I right?
Sure. Sure, and depending on the outcome of that, you know, there's probably going to be some upgrades, some modifications that need to be done to those existing aircraft that are out there in the different fleets. So there's definitely going to be a need for aircraft technicians. But, you know, the MAX 8, you know, Boeing's having a little stumbling block right now with the MAX 8. As soon as that gets worked out, remember the 737 series aircraft are the most popular aircraft in the world, you know, when it comes to commercial airliners. So it's a matter of time before all this gets worked out, and it'll be back out there flying again.
Yeah, and, you know, the aircraft have been taken off from north to south, and they've been coming off this runway right over here.
Mm-hmm.
And when those A320s and A380s come down through there, boy, you can hear that engine. It's got a very distinctive sound. Sure. On the Airbus. You can hear that thing coming from halfway down the runway, and you know it's an Airbus coming at you.
Sure. You know, Airbus products, Boeing products, a lot of these airliners that are manufactured nowadays, you know, they're very nice. It's a very competitive market. You know, you talk to some mechanics, they like Boeing products. You talk to other mechanics, they like Airbus products. Some people like Embraer. Some people like Bombardier. It all depends. For me, I really don't care which one I work on. I'm a structures person by trade. I'll work on any of them.
Right, so. And you're certified to do that, and that's what the whole certification process is about. And again, for the military men and women that are listening, if you're getting out of the service, don't know what you want to do, at least check them out. Check out the National Aviation Academy. Go online, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and take the tour. Go over there and look and see what's involved.
Absolutely. Come in, see the place, see what you're getting involved with. Make sure that National Aviation Academy is a fit for you as well as you being a fit for National Aviation Academy. It is a two-way street, and you have to be obligated to the program to be successful.
Okay, and we've been talking to Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. By the way, don't forget to check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they're a Hunter Douglas dealers too. By the way, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, so stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You might see Kevin while you're there too. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save a bunch of money. Well, coming up, I'm sure the national shows will be all about what we've been talking about all night long ever since we came on the air in the Gulf of Oman. Two tankers apparently attacked. Nobody knows who it's done by yet. The usual cast of characters is up for being mentioned. But I'll be back tonight, and we'll be talking about a lot of things on the Friday show. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.